it started. Time to get it started. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. This is Christian Hip Hop Now, a podcast, a blog site, and we talk about anything and everything Christian hip hop. So today, what we're going to talk about is simple. My concert is finally over, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we also going to talk about some news in Christian hip hop. We got No Big Deal, who has left his record label, Capital CMG, and is really pushing Indie Tribe. We also got a story that's been floating around about Paris Careers signing a $2 million deal with his imprint, World 45. Don't know what that's about. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We also got that Katy Perry. We got the Katy Perry flame situation we want to talk about here real quick. So it's a lot of stuff that we want to talk about, man. So like I said before, I've been slacking off. Concert's been going great. I want to update y'all on the concert, what I learned after we come back. Playlist has been updated. This brother we gonna interview next week, Mowgli Iceberg, he got a new record, Better Off. CJ's Now.
Flames and eyes turn into weeks gone by. I used to wonder why you left, but now I smile alone, cause I'm doing better on my own, yeah. I can't believe how much I've grown, time has flown by. What did I ever do with everything about you? I think I'm better off without you. I'm doing better on my own, yeah. I can't believe how much I've grown, time has flown by. Stepping foot outside, feeling good, I'm alive. Praise the Lord, I survived. Life is more than eating, breathing. Know my purpose, I'ma thrive. I'ma save these bands up, spending on myself this summer. Who's that in my inbox? I might have to change my number. I don't understand why I couldn't see the other side when I was stuck on you. Now I'm through all of ya. Yeah. Days and nights turn into weeks gone by. I used to wonder why you left, but now I time has flown by. Why did I ever deal with everything about you? I think I'm better off without you. I'm doing better on my own, yeah. I can't believe how much I've grown, time has flown by. Why did I ever deal with everything about you? I think I'm better off without you. Better on my own, better places that I've flown. Better making all this music, check the masters that I own. I've been cooking up some salmon, eating better in my home. I've been working out and running. Cardio is strong. I'm better off without all your drama. Better off collecting these commas. Better off enriching my mind. You're just in your thighs and left me all blind. Days and nights turn into weeks gone by. I used to wonder why you left, but now I smile alone. Cause I'm doing better on my own, yeah. I can't believe how much I've grown. Time has flown by. Why did I ever deal with everything about you? I think I'm better off without you. I'm doing better on my own, yeah. I can't believe how much I've grown. Time has flown by. Why did I ever deal with everything about you? I think I'm better off without you.
Yes. Yes. That was Mowgli the Iceberg. Did I say Iceberg, Better Off. Like I said before on the intro, we have him coming up on Friday. I owe y'all two podcasts this week. I've been really busy. And let me explain what's happened. So, as you know, Lucky Murray is not only a podcast host or radio host. He's not only a Christian hip hop blog site owner. I also am a promoter and I'm an active Christian hip hop artist. Now, am I the most popping artist out there? No. But I believe in two things. One, you have to have 7 streams of income to build wealth. So how many streams I got? Let me count before I start this. I'm a promoter. That's one. I am a blog site host. That's two. Do you count multimedia as a one? Blog site, podcast, YouTuber. No, YouTube is two. That's another income source. The blog site is 3. The podcast is 4. My regular job is 5. What else? Speaking is 6. I think I got 7. But anyway, this past weekend, I hosted the Fearless concert. And I'm shooting a blog for it, and it should be out by Friday when I release my next podcast. But I released it, and I did the show. And I want to talk to you about my experience on that. I also got a blog that I'm writing about these experiences, but it was a very eye-opening experience, because I'm not even going to lie, this process was probably one of the most hardest things I have ever done. Here's why. Because talking with different artists, I've gained to know a lot more business insight than I actually would have known. Not talking to certain artists or interviewing certain artists with the Morning Vibes. And we'll be back next week. We had to take a 2-week hiatus, but we'll be back next week. But let me finish what I was going to say. Just hearing or listening to a lot of people. A lot of people. I've noticed that the biggest draw, or the biggest thing that's lacking in the Christian hip hop world, is good promoters. People that have good venues. People that know how to book shows. When you bring an artist out, that they could actually help the artist and could be a win-win, right? But as a promoter, when I was doing this concert, we did this concert at the Yacht Center. It's right here locally in town. And it's a 400-seat arena. A theater. Excuse me. I keep saying arena. It's a theater. The theater was really, really, really awesome. We're going to plan another show in February. But looking back at it, right, I realized a few things that I didn't really understand going into the situation. One, that it's an ongoing process of marketing. Marketing is not a one-time thing where you go out here and you do everything you can to get things situated and that a whole bunch of people gonna show up. Typically, people don't really care about what you do. Let's just be honest. Until you start to show some type of consistency, like, oh, wow. I see that you're working. I see that you're doing. I see you. But I feel sometimes, people, that when we step out on faith, a lot of times people don't understand your vision because God hasn't given you the vision. Now, a lot of people may say, well, Lucky, why you spent all that money and we had 26 people show up at the show? But guys, here's the thing. I sold 23 tickets. And you may be like, well, the arena only set 400 people. 23 is a fraction of that. But look here, guys, you're not understanding what I'm saying. For one, I sold 23 tickets. I was able to pay the artist something. Now, the sales wasn't there. But I know that, look, this is an anomaly. If I keep continue to do that, I could make some serious bread off this show. Now, for constant promotion, I can really make a good bit of money off that. Now, I also could bring other artists in as well. It could be very lucrative. The live event industry is a very robust industry. So when I look at these different things, man, I feel like Les Brown has this speech, and it says, you got to be hungry, you know? And I shot 4 videos the other day. And the process has awakened me to do one thing. One is that if you build it, they will come, but you have to build it. And each level, it takes building. Building Christian Pop, the podcast, is growing, but it's not growing the way I need it to grow, but I got to continue to push it. the blog site. Now I'm having some artists submit music to me, which is kind of dope. When I look back at a lot of these different things, I'm working, I'm doing different things, and it seems like, man, why am I doing all these different things? It don't seem like it's gonna work. But guys, it will in due time, in due time. But you first have to understand that everything's a process. And the one thing I learned more is that I could do all these different things, which could be extremely incredible. But if God is not ready for me to take that next step, I have to be okay with, look here, I did everything I could. Now, could you do more? Absolutely. You could do a lot more. But this is the start of something great. And I will keep y'all posted, man. Go follow my vlog. I'm going to talk more about my concert on my vlog. It should be released this Friday. But, man, this group is killing it right now. Bridgewater just shot a video. They got it out on Rapzilla right now. The song is Smoking. It's called Shine. And I'm Lucky Murray, and this is Christian Hip Hop Now.
From LA to Atlanta, NY to Havana, now until forever, lifting up on Zana. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light again. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave.
We shine our light, we shine our light like LED. My calling is to rise and shine, I don't compete. Mount on eagle wings, we run with no fatigue. On the better things, my past can RIP. When you walk in and your vision, there's always somebody saying what you can't do. But when God is in it, every cynic and critic will see you doing what they can't do. Fake moves, got a limelight glow, shine like gold. Walking in my breakthrough, setting sky high goals. My light bulb, doing what a light do. Put in my inner man, I got the season like veterans. Faith ain't a feeling, it's evident. Walk in the light, you can see the tan. I don't do this on my own, my God, it's my profession. Just getting started, I just
LA to Atlanta, NY to Havana, now until forever, lifting up on Zana. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light again. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave. I'm about to have no roof, we shine right like I bitch. Like a lamp on top of my feet, we shine like royalty, we shine. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light again. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave.
We shine our light so they can see it from afar. Fully persuaded, I'm ashamed cause this is who we are.
I seek the answer, not the issue. Focus on the mission, not the limitation. This is innovation, this is dedication. Never needed tricks, I beat you with the basics. No joke, it's in my deck cause all I play is ace. Scraping from the bottom, nothing go to waste. Evaded certain death, I made the great escape. Shine forever cause he got up from the grave.
From the grave, from the grave, grave.
The sun, no bright bands. Keep your thoughts to yourself. I delete spam. I'm out here killing in my lane. I don't need yours. You the traffic, I'm the detour.
From LA to Atlanta, NY to Havana, now until forever, lifting up on Zana. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light again. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave.
We shine bright like high bitch, like a lamp on top of my feet. We shine like royalty, we shine.
Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light again. Shine forever, cause he got it from the grave.
We shine bright like high bitch, like a lamp on top of my feet. We shine like royalty, we shine.
Just like LMA.
I like some LMA,
oh.
Yeah.
She typed LOL, not LMA. Oh, yeah. We got trophies on the way, bro. Yeah. Stay low till we elevate.
Yo.
Hey. Don't you know we all of that? My team versus your team. Might just sack your quarterback. Bad so fat on Santa. You should mind your manners. Too legit to quit. Baby girl, she grab my hand and tell me that I'm handsome. I tell her that she all that like her.
was Amanda. I came from the Ville, but people think I'm from Atlanta. Told my exes chill, I just get ghosts like Danny Phantom. I just get the bad and get the bad like I was Santa. Look, when I'm in Ohio, white girl saying, oh my Lanta. Look, I just wrote my bio, it's just saying throwing tantrums. Look, praying for my enemies, cause Jesus set the standard. Look, yeah.
That was No Big Deal, MC Hammer. This is Christian Hip Hop Now. And I got a little story to talk about real quick. I want to talk about this story because I think this is a trend that is happening. And we need to kind of first dissect this real quick. I heard the Crew Hip Hop Corner reported that two things. One, No Big Deal has left Capital Music Group. And one thing they were saying, and I'm quoting, so please don't be like, well, Lucky, you said, no. I'm summarizing what they said, but basically in a nutshell, the Crew, Jay and Chris, was basically saying like, look, this is a situation where No Big Deal felt as though that he wasn't getting the allocated funds where he wanted to go, that his creative juices, or he didn't have a whole lot of creativity when he was signed to the record label, that it was his best interest to step away from the label and do any trial, which I totally agree. I'm not saying that no, that they was lying, or no, that wasn't true. I agree 100%, but I'm going to add on to this. And this is my opinion, guys. So let me state this, that this is my opinion. That this is no shape or form, nobody else's but Lucky Murray's. I felt like it was a little bit more than just No Big Deal not wanting to sign or leave the label. Let me say that again because I'm confusing myself. But I think it's a little bit more than just No Big Deal saying that, hey, look, creative aside, I got to leave. The money was allocated. It wasn't allocated where I wanted to go. I felt like two things. One, I felt like him signing with Capital CMG was a little bit done out of haste, because No Big Deal was the hot commodity. Excuse me. The fact that he was at one time Derek Minor's road manager, and that Derek Minor fired him. Now, I may have the details wrong a little bit, people, so don't kill me. But he signed with Capital CMG, which Capital CMG is the same label that NF is signed to. So if anybody knows how to, and Social Club as well. So if anybody knows how to market Christian hip hop artists, it's Capital CMG. I felt like the business relationship between Capital CMG and No Big Deal didn't make a whole lot of sense. I don't think that No Big Deal sold the way that Capital Music Group wanted them to sell. Let's be honest. Streaming numbers was really good. I felt like other aspects of his career did not align with what CMG wanted No Big Deal, or they projected for him when they first signed him. So that's why when he had that tour, remember that tour, he had Brian Jawan, he had, you know, some other acts on his tour. It didn't really sell the way that I felt that Capital, CMG, and No Big Deal thought it was going to sell. And you started to see that a little bit when the tour was announced, but Capital CMG name was nowhere in the promotion flyers or the promotion marketing to material, promotional content that was out on social media. So I felt like this was a type of situation where it had to happen. I think this is the best move for No Big Deal, to be honest with you. Because now that that's out the way, he can truly develop what was really starting to become a brand, which is still a brand, but now it can be blown up a lot more. And that's Indie Tribe. I think Indie Tribe is a great collective that is only going to get better now that No Big Deal has fully relinquished his record label contract and now is doing independent. But there's one story that I want to talk about quickly. Paris Career is reported also in the same news feed that he signed turned down a deal with Reach Records, and that he is now signed a $2 million deal with his imprint World 45. Now, I have not confirmed these stories. This has been reported by the Crew Hip Hop Corner, and I believe Chris talked to somebody from Paris Career's camp, and they confirmed the story. But I'm pretty skeptical about this story. You sign a $2 million deal, and I do not see where you have even made $2 million in your as an independent artist to then get advance. Because look, guys, they give you an advance. It's not like, oh, I signed a $2 million deal. No, that $2 million is for you to produce a particular record that has and will be recouped back. Now, if you're not one of these artists that get major streams, it's going to be hard for you to recoup that money back, especially if you're not touring, if you're not on radio, if you're not an asset to the record label. Record labels are not just giving people $2 million deals anymore. Not for an imprint. And I believe it's funny that a lot of people, they are so hungry to be seen as, yo, I'm making moves, I'm being signed, I'm doing this, which is fine. But why not sign to Reach Records, which I believe is a pretty favorable partnership, not only between Reach Records, but between Paris Careers. I feel like he fits perfectly with that collective. Leads me to believe that was there even a deal on the table? Now, again, it's speculation. I don't know. But we will talk about that later. Thizzle, let's get to it. Christian Hip Hop Now.
They say your boy got that soul glow, and I stay in go mode. They say, what you letting it go for? How much you sell your soul for? Don't let them lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm done, I'm gonna stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to feed the gang. I'm grind. I'm constantly remind. All my worst days behind. And it ain't no rewind. Oh, about to shake it up. Like I'm throwing a tenfold, let it go. Oh, clear the table and don't leave nothing on the floor. Oh, and the whole team with it. We ain't stopping till the whole team win it. You in the way, boy, if you ain't with it, I'ma bring it right back in me a minute.
Don't let them lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to lead them lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Yeah. Gotta feed the kids, trying to feed the gang.
Whoa, what you think we on the road for? The road for, trying to make the whole world know. The world know, make it last, take the photo. A photo, let's get to it. And we ain't stopping till the whole team popping.
Let's get to it.
And we ain't stopping till the whole city watching.
Let's get to it.
We ain't stopping till the whole city rocking.
Let's get to it.
Can't have my hands out like let me hold something. That's a no-no, a no-no. What you think we on the road for? The road for, grinding like we took some no-dos. Some no-dos, make it last, take a photo. A photo,
don't let
let them lights blind you, cause they fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to lead them lights blind you, cause they fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to feed the gang.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music reviewed? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's LuckyMurray music@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, Christian Hip Hop Now. And I want to finish my thought process real quick. I do. Maybe when we come back, I talk about it again. But I think it's very interesting, the fact that Paris Carreras says he signed a $2 million deal. Like I said before, please do not get it twisted, okay? A record label is a business, okay? I'm not just saying, oh, it's like a little, no. Play business. No. It's a business. Now, it's been reported. I looked at a lot of artists' channels, and Ruslan said that, look, there's a statement, there's a thing going around where record labels are signing two artists a day. They're playing a numbers game. Like, look, a lot of these record labels are recouping money back from streaming, and an artist can blow up streaming wise, can make the record label profitable as far as the return the record label gets from the artist. But the artists never have a really solid career because they never established themselves in the marketplace because of this paradox called dry streaming. So if they can get you popping streaming wise, you know, it may benefit the record label for signing you. But if you sign a $2 million deal, don't you think that, A, this will be reported by more mainstream hip-hop outlets will cover this. Because there's nobody giving out $2 million deals no more. Two, that you would be able to be at a place in your career where you're getting 10, 15 stacks a show. You're getting radio play because of the success you're having on streaming. And let's not get it confused, people. If you have success as far as streaming, they will play your music on the radio. It has happened before. But we're going to talk about it coming back from the break, because I still have a thought and I want to finish it. But we're going to talk about, man, it don't seem right to me. Something don't sit right. It don't sit right. Just hold on tight real quick. Come back. I got one song playing and I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish this thing, man. I got Reconcile by Any Means. CHH now.
You don't believe you can't do it, dude. Dearly Father, wash me of my sin. Blot out my iniquity. I just want more of these boys, I ain't done more of that.
Make it hotter, bottles, pop. Hit me, let's say. Make it younger, hotter, yeah. Hit me,
yeah. Dragon pump your body full of lead, like, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in a arc, want my head, like, Begging on God, what a prayer, like, Drake calls a leader by thunder around, 12 in the art, they'll glade down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottom, hit it, me, necessary. Make it, bottom, hit it, me, necessary.
Red light, These days, ain't prayer right here. Hot stuff my head with my head light, Burning anybody with the prayer right here. Ducking all the ops in the fair, Cousin in the chain, Call a different player, I ain't seen him on shit, on these data. Banking on guard, had to trust with my life, Devil ain't here, hit my knees and repent. Pressing the lid, all that pressing the lid, All the debris stacking piles on piles, them lost right behind me, they pulling the ball in my record, it ain't clean, but that light bar behind me. Devil on my neck, God on my tail, Ran for my sin, I don't fail, You keep the street, give me God, I'ma get ya. Make it harder, bottom, Hit it, me, necessary. Make it younger, idle, Hit it, me, Drag a pump your body full of lead, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the arc, on my head, Banking on God, what a prayer, Drake calls a leader by third round, 12 in the arc, they'll cut you down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottom, hit it, me, necessary.
On the right path, I'm pursuing that, You keep the streets, I ain't doing that, Had to make a change, I ain't going back. Rather be broke with my life, I ain't throwing that, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right,
Yes! And Reconcile, that was by Any Means, has a dope project out now. By any means, no, not by any means. Excuse me, Streets Don't Love You Too. I'm back by Popular Man. And I just want to talk about this real quick, about how artists, especially Christian hip hop, want to look bigger than what they actually are. Like, the thing that I gave you as far as, hey, I did this amount of numbers. I, you know, basically booked the show, did everything I could. And this will happen. A lot of people will feel like, look, I don't want nobody to make it seem like I'm small time. I need to look like I'm have it all together. So you may have people, they may fabricate stories. They may appear to be something they're not, because they're very unhappy with their career. Now, I'm not talking about Paris careers, because I don't want people to take this and pass it off to Paris, like, yo, man, you see what this dude Lucky Murray been talking to you about? Because artists get in their feelings. So I'm not directly talking about Paris careers, but I'm seeing a trend here in the CHH lane, and also in hip hop in general. Let's look at what just happened the other day. Tay-K, if you don't know, had a viral hit back in 17 called The Race. People was feeling the song, I think, one, because of some fact the dude was actually on the run for real. He actually had a home invasion where somebody got killed, cut his ankle brace off, and fled. Now, a lot of people may be like, well, okay, and? But it has to do with anything. Okay, let me explain it, people. The fact that you have a generation before us, remember, I'm 30. So 10, 15 years ago, we was always complaining about an artist not really being quote unquote real, air quotes. That, bro, you ain't real. You ain't really speaking that truth. You ain't speaking no facts, right? That's what we were saying. Like an art, because artists will fabricate stories in order to seem like or appear like they have street cred or they are much bigger than what they actually are. That's why people like Rick Ross got in trouble. And I'm not saying in trouble with anybody, but people start digging in his past and realize he was a correction officer before he actually became big. And then later find out that Rick Ross took his story from the real Rick Ross, which sued him. I don't know what happened about that, but probably some settlement money got in there, undisclosed amount. But he had to pay Rick Ross for, basically mimicking his life. And now, fast forward 10 to 15 years later, you having art representing real life, where you have a young man who is now about to serve 55 plus years of his life because a terrible decision he decided to make one fateful night. Because maybe he was, I don't know what TK was lacking. Maybe he didn't have a father figure in his life. Maybe he didn't have the right upbringing. He probably was angry at the world. So he joined the gang. And here's what happens with gangs. The more you do for them, the more attention you get. And it feels like love, but it's fabricated. Because they only want you for what you can do for them. And once you can't do that for them no more, you'll become expendable. Excuse me. So, what TK does? Rob somebody. Already was a SoundCloud rapper. And goes on a run. Release a record. Release also an EP or whatever. Gets caught. Songs blow up 2 weeks after he gets caught. Young man has a very promising career as far as hip hop, but cannot enjoy any of that now because now he's faced with 55 years of hard time. And hip hop does that, but you see it trickle down to CHH, a smaller subgenre of hip hop. More CCM than anything, but we're going to talk about that later. So now you have artists like, look here, I have Jesus with me, but let me still seem like I'm making something for myself. Oh, these Spotify numbers, look at my Spotify numbers. I got 10, 15,000 streams a month or whatever. I'm making this amount. But there's other aspects to your career that equates to success other than streaming numbers. I'd rather have somebody stream 50 to 100 streams a week or a day or whatever, but they can prove to me they can sell 50 to 100 show tickets at my concert, I'm more willing to pay that person for performing because I know he's going to add value to a show that I'm doing. Not because you have these fabricated numbers that when it comes to bringing people where it counts, but since seats, you can't. And you wonder why these athletes are making all this money. And you get mad as far as it, that's why these kids be like idolizing being NBA players, football players. They don't realize that these people come and pay good money to see these people perform. See these people play. Of course, you can command whatever you need to command. I just think that it needs to be some realism that's involved in CHH. That's going to be my next topic. My next blog topic next week is realism in CHH. And why there's not a whole lot of realism. Because let's face it, we have Jesus, okay? Look, guys, I record my own music and I shoot my own videos. Because I cannot afford it. But I want to be able to cover the wool off of some people's eyes, man, and realize, like, look here, man. It's not that, I don't know. It's okay to be real. God honors realists. Realism, okay? So, coming back, my lucky charm of the week, Deshaun Shante, 98 degrees. CJ's now.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul. They just wanna cut me out. They just wanna kill me. So part of my reflection is just the night. Cause I be on my own.
Just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard, chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard, chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Time just one go, need to move slow.
Yeah, ooh, wait, 9-8. About time and I feel great. About time and I feel my soul. About time and I feel my flow. Being up, I cannot be low. This the part where I hit that slow. Round here said it's all love. All God and it's all love. I just recognize I love the vibe. I just play it back up in my mind. Faded memories just like rewinds. People spoke, I recognize the time. Cause everything was simple, more like elementary. Mental.
Tell me what you like.
Want to live forever. God, keep me together.
Guess I'm not the type.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul.
Cause I be on my own.
Just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Time just one go.
Yeah.
Need to move slow.
Hey, shouts out to my whole team. Much love to my whole crew. So blessed everywhere we go. We got Kleenex, like bless you. Up next, well, guess who? God said I'd flex too. Ain't love, it was never love. So why you let someone stress you? Cause we don't party, nor get naughty.
Tell me what you like.
Wanna love forever. Why you still together?
Probably not the type.
I just recognize I love the vibe. Like maybe God is on my side. Rather rock with favor than with pride. Keep a couple options on the side.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul.
I be on my
just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard, chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard, chrome bike on that side chain. Ah, yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Yeah. Yeah. I was finna write a song, but I've been hella stressed. But I looked in your eyes and noticed I'm hella blessed. Staring at you on this airplane, I ain't worried about nothing. Cause you got me feeling like the Wayne Wade in 03. Yeah, you and me, we got the heat. So bump all that anxiety. But you hit to the side of me. I feel like I'm gliding. And honestly, look, I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me, but I really wanna tell you that
I still get goosebumps whenever you call. When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
Tell me
it, tell me what it ain't. Trigger happy, you looking by, I might just detonate. Yeah. Tell them dudes I can fall back. Kidding the kill, I need all that. Let them call, but don't call back. Let them call, but don't.
I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me. But I really wanna tell you that
I still get goosebumps whenever you call.
Got a loose screw. When Dilly dropped that new new, there go your crew and you too. I look just like my father's image, but honestly the mirror is my opposition. Yeah, had a talk with Yahweh, now I got a mission. Told me to make brothers out the competition. Yeah, shoot behind my bars, you gotta call them collect.
Hello,
Indie tribe, I might just get the tat on my neck. Monster at the least, and I'm a savage at best. Wait, Moly man a holy, you could have all the rest.
We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag.
John Keith, featuring No Big Deal, Bag. And I got my lucky charm of the week. So, me and my camp has been reading John, the book of John, for the past, you know, summer. And I want to kind of talk about Jesus real quick, because I think Jesus is so dope, man. John 8, it says, dispute over Jesus' testimony. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Anyone follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees challenged him. Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I come from and where I'm going, but you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are true, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sends me. In your own law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses are true. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me. Then they asked him, where is your Father? You do not know me or my Father, Jesus replied. If you know me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts near the palace where the offering was put. Yet no one seized him because his hour has not yet come. And I think that's very interesting. And John, I'm even thinking about reading John again, because it's so much stuff that happens in the book of John. It's like, what? And I read John before. I read John a few times, the Gospels. But it always amazes me when I listen or read the Gospels and hear how Jesus was no punk. He was no pushover. He was loving, but he stood for something and he was willing to die for it. He said that if you believe in me, I am the light of the world, and you will never walk in darkness, but you will have the light of life. That's pretty deep, people. That's pretty deep, because like I said, I feel like this is something that is crazy, man. I hope that encouraged you, man. This is Zay Hill feature Cannon. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us praying the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.